If the case is he's moisik in eating chaylev, or else living with our royce, the two cases of the Mishnah, where he wants to eat one piece of meat, and by mistake he eats the other piece, eats the chaylev, or else he has a mind to live with his wife. And by mistake, Masasik, your sister comes there, so you want to say what you put there, so the Gemara, no, the locher is chayiv, in these two cases you chayiv. Because the Yomar of Nachman Omar Shmuel, ha Masasik, the chalotim, varoi is chayiv, even though you Masasik, you think eating a double shaleti, you have a mind to eat something else. And it comes out now by mistake, eat the other thing, eat the chaylev, still you chayiv, the chattis. And the same thing by royis also. The reason is why you'll shekei nena, because the mighty you're having a no. Since you're having a no from it, that's the ikar, achet, and therefore you chayiv for it. Rashi says, Masasik, the chalotim would have been going chaylev, shum, if one of you have two pieces, one tray from one kosher. And you know that one is tray from one's kosher. And you have a mind to eat the kosher piece. And by mistake, you overlook it, you look aside, and your hand goes to the other one, the trace one, need it. So in that case, it's a misasik. Still, the halacha is that you chayiv b'chatis. The same thing by Roy, it's also Rashi. Going niskar b'mother lishtai. You had a mind to live with your wife, and you thought that she was Torah. And then your sister was next to her, and your wife went away, and your sister went in there. And you went to live with your sister. That's called misasik, that you thought you're living with your wife, and really came out living with your sister. Even though usually all over called Tarakula Misasik is potter, but over here by these two cases of eating, or we having Hanor in living with her with the system, the Hanor Sashmish, that's called Chikanen Yechayiv. So in these two cases Yechayiv, that's not the case of Misasik that can be potter. So now we look to Shaila Haigurus and Gemara. According to Rashi, the Yeshua should be, Ella rather the case is Misasik B'Shabbos, that we'll need the potter to say if you Misasik B'Shabbos that you potter. And my time, what's the reason? Melechus Machshavus Sos V'Torah. The Torah asks us Melechus Machshavus. And therefore, according to Rashi, Mashmah, this is the passage that teaches us that you would have a Ptur Masasek and a Chlamy because of Melechus Machshavus. The Shita puts in the more the Gersa, the Shita of the Gersa is the Shabbos Potter, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Masasek, Bechol Omer Roy, is Chayiv Shekeinenu, Masasek, Shabbos is Potter. My time, what's the reason? Because of Melechus Machshavus. By Kol Ponim, according to Rashi, the more Teretz is right now that we use this Pasuk now to fable true of Misasek by Shabbos. And what is the case talking about? So Gemara is like this. The Rav, according to Rav, Mishkachas Lowit, we find the Ketaji Potom, Kagain, Shineskavin, Lachtach, Esatolish. You have in mind to cut off something that was already cut off. In other words, you had a cucumber there, and you thought it was cut off before Shabbos, so you had in mind to do a Chaticha that Teretz Tam sliced the cucumber. What happened was by mistake, the Chotech Esther Mechuber came out, that cucumber was still attached to the ground. That's called Misasek that you put them. You thought you're doing a Melechus cutting of Heter, and it comes out you're doing a Melechus of Yisura, that's called Misasek that you are put them. Now, Abaye, according to Abaye, the case is like this, a little bit less. The Mishkachas lo kagoyin din eskavin lagbiya for Tolish. You had a mind just to pick up something that was Tolish. You thought this cucumber was picked off ready from before Shabbos, and you had a mind just to pick it up, not even to cut it. The Chotech Esa Mechubah, my mistake, it came out that you cut off something that was Mechubah. So you weren't Mechavan at all to make a Maisa Chaticha. You only Mechavan to do a Maisa Agbor, that Terah, and it came out that a Maisa Chaticha, the Yisurah, that's the case that you put off Nesasi. But according to Abayi, in Rava's case, you'd be Chayiv, because you had a mind to make a Maisa Chaticha. The Gemara says, the Yitm, we'll learn like this, the Gemara in Shabbos, Nitzkavein Lagbiya Satolish. You had in mind just to pick up something that you thought was tolish, was cut off already. And it came up by mistake now, you cut off something that's still mechuba lekarka. So in this case, part of that's misasek. My time was the reason, you did not have in mind to make a maisa chaticha at all. You had in mind just to make a maisa gbor. So that's called misasek that you put them. What's going to be the lachtach as a tolish? You have in mind though to cut the cucumber that you thought was cut off before Shabbos, and then it came out, Pachotach HaSa Mechubah, by mistake, he cut off the Mechubah, so, Abayi Ra Mechayib, and Abayi Yod, that's called Mechas HaMashavis, that's not called Mesasek. Since Lamaisi, you know you had a mind to do a Mais of cutting, even though you thought you're cutting something that Teira, but now it comes out, you're cutting something the Yisura, but Lamaisi, you had a mind to do a Mais of Chaticha, for that Yechayib, that's not called Mesasek. So Abayi holds Yechayib on Shabbos. So he had a Lushum Chaticha, she had a man to come home and do a Maisa Chaticha. But Rav was on the pot, Rav was on the pot. So he had a Chaticha, the Surah. He did not have a mind to do a chaticha di sura. Therefore, according to Rava, yipata. Okay, now we have the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Yomlo Nechlaku, Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no machlokes if you do the melacha ben hashmoshes between the Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. So he holds, everybody holds yipata, because you did a chatzi melacha on Shabbos, a chatzi melacha maybe on Yom Kippur. So Mora says, Tanya Ram like this, Tanya, that Omalem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Omalem Rabbi Yossi said to them, Digdaktim Acharai, that you're medaktik after me, Klemer Rashi says, Nitzchuni, that you won over me. That Rabbi Yossi says, he admits that Rabbanan answered back and won over Rabbi Yossi. The question is, my Omalei, what did the Rabbanan answer back to Rabbi Yossi? The Omalu that Rabbi Yossi said back to them, Digdaktim Acharai, like you won over me, you're medaktik and you won over me. What did they answer back? Where it says, Hoki Yomalei, this is what the Rabbanan answered back to Rabbi Yossi. That Hegidiyah ben Ashmoshes Mau. What are you going to answer the case? Let's say he just picked up something ben Ashmoshes. He made a Maestri Issa Shabbos by a Maestri Akbor just picking it up. There could be cases where you Chayefer Akbor. Let's say you're standing outside and you put your hand inside the Rosh Hashanah and you pick up something. As soon as you pick it up, you Chayef. So there's no shout to say it was done ben Ashmoshes. Half was done on Shabbos, half was done in Yom Kippur. It's one mitzvah, the whole Gemara Melacha is right away. So, in such a case, why can't there be a machlokes whether you're chayiv or not? Sesmi said, Omalei higbiya ben Ashmoshes Mao, Omalehu tigdakta macharai. So what, that you won over me, you're right. So that's the question, why? To namelu, why don't you answer back and say still that niksas hagbo hoysem ayoyim, or Miksas L'mocha, maybe even by Hagbor also, maybe half of the Melacha was done on Shabbos, and half was done on Yom Kippur. So Mora says, Hochi Nami Kamlu Dedakti Macharai, Tlai Helisem Biyodchem Klum. So again, the question was that Yabiyosi should have said back in now, that even though the Melacha was a fast Melacha of Hagbor, picking it up from one Rishus into another Rishus where you are, but still the Gemara says back, Yabiyosi should have said back still, Hokinami, you should have said to him that it's possible Miksas Hagbor Hoysam Ayom and Miksas L'Makom, that the change of Ben Hashemash between Yom V'Layla was also in 1 second. So it could be in the middle of that Hagbor was the change. So what did Rabbi Yossi say that you won over me? So Mor says, yes, Hokinami Komlu, this is really what Rabbi Yossi meant to say about the Chachamim. That the doctor Machra, I hear that you have questions upon what I'm saying, but you should know that at least in the Yotzkum Klum, you didn't win over me. I still hold what I'm saying. The Rabbi is still possible to say the person made the Maisa Gbor, he picked it up Ben Hashmoshes, and it's possible to say that maybe in the middle of that Hagbor, it changed over from Yom V'Layla. So half of the Melacha was done on Shabbos, half was done on Yom Kippurim, this Rabbi is still for sure Yipata from Nechatis. Now the Gemara is the question, Ula Rabbi Yossi, Kemar Melacha the Rabbi Lezer Paita. So what do you want to say, Rabbi Yossi, that even according to Rabbi Lezer, Yipata from Nechatis, because it could be the beginning of the Melacha was done on Shabbos, and the Gemara of the Melacha was done on Yom Kippur. So for neither of them are Yechayev Echatis. And what's the question, is that true? That according to Rabbi Lezer, if you do only a Miksas, the Gemara Melacha was done on Yom Kippur, you want to say that Yepoto, I ho Shemana lay the Mechayev, we hear that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara at the end of the Melacha. And now on Shabbos, he adds on just one more thread, he's Chayev. Says even though the Shir is 3 threads, but if you do the Gemar Melacha on Shabbos, you're chayav for that alone. So also, the Havamina was, if you make a Hagbor on Shabbos, even though the Hagbor starts on Shabbos and you finish it on Yom Kippurim, but you should be chayav achatis for the Melachas Yom Kippur, since the Gemar was done on Yom Kippur. So Marit says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef, Alibet Rabbi Lezo, Hochi Masni, that Rabbi Yosef learns according to Rabbi Lezo like this, that Rabbi Lezer says, Oirik Shloish Shechutim Betchilo, but Ushnayim Alori Chayiv, according to Rabbi Lezer also, it has to be a Choshev Melacha, just Talmud Gemar by itself Yipoto. Rabbi Yossi learned that according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have at least 2 strings to be Chayiv for on Shabbos. Rashi says, Shnayim Alorik, Kol Hashir Huzeh, or Betchilo at a time of the boy Shloish Shemishum, the Sasri, we don't come apart. The Shnai made the Meskayonim, Abel Hoch, Ikele Meimo, Ches of Yom Echas Lamocher. The Teretz of Enechnami, the Ikele Melechas Ariga is 2 threads.
That's why we say if you start out, you have to have three, because just two by themselves don't stay together, they fall apart. So you have to have three to make him a skayim. Then, if you have the beggar that you start already from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lez, it's not enough just to make one, but you have to make two. So you see, just I'm doing a gemar alone is not chayiv, it has to be a whole malach, it has to be two threads you're weaving. So mainly here also, according to Rabbi Lez, if you did this chasim malacha, the hagbor, that started on Shabbos and you finished it on Yom Kippur, since the whole malacha was not done on Yom Kippur, just the mikzas, echnam yibipota, such as Rabbi Yossi swore that he holds that the malacha was done ben hashmoshes, we have a tzad sofer to say maybe half the malacha was done on Shabbos, and half the malacha was considered to be done on the next day on Yom Kippur, therefore Rabbi Yossi holds yibipota from the chatis, according to everybody. Not called Yevadi Didachet either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah says, "Om Rabbi Yehuda, Poit Tohoy Rabbi Yeshua Af Miyoshim Toli." Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to Rabbi Yeshua's svar, if you have a doubt which chet you did, so not only is the ptur Hashachota Bo in Ilchas Chatas, neither the ptur Nashim Toli also. Tanya we learned, "Om Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda says that Poit Tohoy Rabbi Yeshua was Pespoto Af Miyoshim Toli. I mean, in this case of the Mishnah, where the person did a vade chet, just he has a doubt which chet it was. So Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a case, she potter from a chattis. So Rabbi Yehuda is, not only a potter from a chattis, but Rabbi in such a case, she also potter from a Noshim Tali also, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mark explains what's the reason why, that Shinem, the Pasuk says, Ki Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Poitor Rabbi Yehuda, Afmi Hashem Tali, Shinem, the Pasuk says, Ki Sechet Tevlo Yoda, a case of Noshim Tali, you did a chet, then you're not sure if you did it or not. Prat lezek, including this case, she yoda shechote, here you know for sure you did a chet. So when you saw it, which chet was it? Was it chelev or was it noiser? Was it nida or was it yachoisoi? Since you know for sure you did a chet, just you don't know which chet, you're part of the Noshim Toli. Omele Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said back to Yehuda, Zeh shemei v'yoshim toli. He also know, in such a case, you are chayv v'yoshim toli. Shneva the Pasuk says, V'yosu v'lo yoda, you did, and you did not know what you did. V'zeh lo yoda, b'ma'asa, here also, the person does not know which chet he did. Avo, but, sofer v'or kal chelef, sofer v'lo yochal, the case we had the doubt whether we had chelef or not, say v'sholov, go and ask. It may be yoshim toli, im lav. Like there he has a doubt whether you're chayv noshim toli, and maybe just the opposite, maybe in that case you're not chayv noshim toli. Like from toli is only where you vada did a chet, because you do not know which chet you did. That's the way Rabbi Shimon wants to say. So may have you look like, what's the maskana over here? Tarshima. The Pasuk says, chota ovidashin, we hold. Chota, the person did a chet, v'lo yoda v'may chota. He did not know which chet he did. All your real sofer chot, he has a doubt whether he did the chet or not. Maybe Yashem Toli. In both cases, he's chayv and Yashem Toli. So man shamin lehud, we hear from this man shamin lady yama choto v'yen yodeva ma choto maybe Yashem Toli. Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Shimon's svar that holds that even in the case where Yevadi did a chet, it's only a sofik which chet you did, you chayv and Yashem Toli. Still, the Katoni it says also sofer chot, maybe Yashem Toli. Is so Shmamina Svilin Rabbi Shimon that Sofer Chota maybe Hashem Toli. Rabbi Shimon also agrees in this case also Yidichayiv on Hashem Toli. So first the Mohar Sofer will be according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that's the case of Hashem Toli. Where Yevadid Dirchet, it's a Sofer to you whether it was Chelev or Naisa. So then the Gemara asks the question, what's going to be in the case where you have a Sofer even did the Chet altogether or not? So we didn't know. So the Mordechai brings the wife from here. Yes, you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rechnam Yidichayev Anoshim Toli, even in this case also. So in this last case, we have a suffix. If you did the Chet altogether or not, then everybody agrees, Yidichayev Anoshim Toli. The Machloikis is in the case where you know for sure you did a Chet, because you have a doubt which Chet you did, that's the Machloikis from Yudin Rabbi Shimon, whether Yidichayev Anoshim Toli or not. Then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Lenechleku, that they both hold there's no machlokes, al dovishu mishum shei nechod, that yichai v'chatis. The machlokes is an adov mishum shnei shemus. That's what they sold. Im Kedemur says, mat tamlem ha-shechotabo, what do they do with the word ha-shechotabo? So prat the masasek, they use it to prat the masasek. This was the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Misasek Becholovim V'Aroyis Chayiv. You know, somebody is Misasek and Cholovim V'Aroyis Yistaka Chayiv. And we had this far before, Shekei Nena. Since you're having enjoyment, and that's Mashma the Aveira is the enjoyment, Shemboi, so even though you're not Mechavim, you're Misasek, still you're Chayiv. Misasek b'Shabbos potter. Rav Nachman says, if you misasek on Shabbos, you think you're doing one melacha, you do another melacha, you potter. Why melechas machsheva sosu teira? Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav is about Rav Nachman for Tinoikis. It's a case on Shabbos, you make a bris mila. Tichi misasek, do a mislaiki misasek, but not still we learned. Mi shahoy ilo shnei Tinoikis. A moya, let's say, had two jobs to do, two different kids to make a bris mila on. Echad lomo v'shabbos, v'echad lomo achra Shabbos. One kid was born last Shabbos, one kid was born last Yom Rishon. So this Shabbos now, there's a mitzvah to make the mila on one. And then the second kid, the mitzvah mila is tomorrow first. Now the moyel b'shochach, he made a mistake. Umol es shal acher Shabbos v'Shabbos. He made the bris milo on Shabbos on the kid that's supposed to have his milo tomorrow b'Yom Rishon. So really, it's called the chilul Shabbos right now because it's not a mitzvah for this person. It's not b'rich Shabbos. He made a chabura. He should be chayiv. So it's a machloikis. Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Lezer dark holds back a chayiv chatis for this. For Reb Yeshua potter. Yeshua holds no, he's potter from the chatis. So Moreh says like this. I can't let potter Mishu know. Rabbi Shua says in this case, why you potter from a chattis over here? El Mishu, for a special reason, the Gemara Shabbos says, Tiksova toye bidva mitzvah. For lo yosa mitzvah potter, there's a special reason why Rabbi Shua says you potter from a chattis over here. Because the person, the loyal thought, is being Isaac in a mitzvah. Like he knows he has a job to do, b'yom Rishon, on Shabbos. And he thought he's doing that kid. He made a mistake and did the kid of Yom Rishon. So that's why it's potter from the chatter, because it's called toye b'dva mitzvah v'lo yosa mitzvah. That's the only reason why it's potter. Avol bot misasek v'dovet lav mitzvah. If it would have been the case of regular misasek where it's not a mitzvah involved, afilu Rabbi Shua would be v'chayiv v'chattis. So shall we ask why? Are you of Nachman sending on Shabbos? Everybody holds you're potter from misasek. There's a p'tur of Shabbos, you're not chayiv v'chattis. How can we say you are chayiv? Or Maloisa said back and only asked the question, Hanach l'tinoikis, leave over tinoikis. This case is different. Hoylu mekalka v'chabur v'chayiv, misasek v'chabur is also chayiv. Since there's a locha of mekalka v'chabur is chayiv on Shabbos, even on all other melachas mekilkul, when you ruin something, your potter is not called melachas mashevis. Still there's a special exercise of that v'chabura. If you make a chabura, you make somebody bleed, you make a wound on Shabbos, even though it's a kukul, still you chayiv on Shabbos. So that's why here by Tinoikis, Misasek also would have been chayiv on Shabbos. So the only reason why Mishua holds the apostle from the Chattis over here is there's a new svara, Shekein, Toye B'dva Mitzvah. But if not for this, it'd be chayiv only over here, because Misasek is not a p'tur by the Mloch of Chabura, making a wound on Shabbos. By shaking all other melachis, there's the p'tur of melachas machshavas of kalkilkol who adin misasek could also be potter. So again, it's a kasha from Tinoikis for Mila. Eisvei and Gufa, the right to say chabur is chayiv on Shabbos, because otherwise the question is, why do you have to have a special exegesikosim? That Mila is doicha Shabbos, the churib shita Mila should be motor on Shabbos. Mila is only a chabura. So from that we learn out that melachas chabur is chayiv even though it's a kilkol. Eisvei Rav Yudel Shmur, Rav Yudel Shkasha to Shmuel. Says Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says that afilu miskavin lukal tainim, he had a mind to pick off figs, velike devonim, he took off grapes instead, rel sanovim velike tainim, rel shcheris, he had a mind to take off black figs, velike took by mistake white figs, levonus, rel siapas with levonus, he had a mind to take off white figs, velike shcheris, he picked off black ones, Rav Lezer mechayev chatis, Rav Lezer also chayev chatis, since he bought it, did a malach on Shabbos, he's chayev chatis, true, b'shas, he did it, he thought today was choyl, he thought today was a weekday, you're allowed to do it, but later he finds out he did it, since he bought it, did a chet, he's chayev chatis, if you have Yeshua poit, Yeshua is no yepotah from the chatis, so why? Because you didn't have a mind to do the one you wanted to, for the mavah of ahoch, will be a mesasiku, If Yeshua namalika poti, Yeshua holds the only reason why poti will be reala min mina lamina. Only because it's from one min to another min, like you thought that you want to take off white ones, take off black ones. Abu bechad mina, but if in the same min they're both black or they're both figs, they're both grapes. Even though you're misasik, you think you're doing one thing, it comes out you're doing something else. It's called misasik, and still you say yichayev over here. Scored to Kashin Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman knows Masasik is potter. Or Malay said back to him, Shinano, like my kid, Shinano, Shavuk must leave over our Mishnah with Tobas Roy, go after me. And Hochem Askin will talk, the case of play is talking like this over here. The Hochem Askin is going, Shavad Malakit Miliboy. So Rashi says like this, Tobas Roy means, listen to me, that really about the Mesasek Taker is Potter. For Ocher, the case talking about over here is Ocher Mayaskinon going Shovad Melaket Meliboy. He forgot about what he wanted to pick off. Means to say like this, Niskavin Lukat Anovim. He really wanted to take off grapes. Vishokach, and he forgot about it. Vishovar Tainim Bina. Now he made a mistake and thought that really what he wants is figs. But the whole Yodah's hand went Alonovim on the grapes. So really it's called as Niskavin his first Machshavtoi. The Rebbe Lezer, so the Reinasus or Kabanosek did what he really wanted to do, and that's why he's Chayiv here, he's not called Mesasek. If Yeshua Sovano, Reinasa Kabanosek Machshavtoi, Lemaisa, true, his first Machshava was the person needed grapes. And that's what he should have done. But in between he changed his mind and now he thinks that he needs figs. And he was going to take figs and by mistake his hand went to the grapes. So according to Yeshua, you also put them over there. Because not considered, have a lenasa kavanosa machshavtoi. That's not called you did kavanosa machshavtoi. Because the maisa right now, you made a mistake and you thought you need the figs. So since you put your hand to get the figs, he owns that's not called miskai machshavtoi. But I call upon him, it's not a kashya to say, that there's a special case over here. So only over here is he put them. Because it's min b'sheini minoi. But if it would have been the same min, you'd be chayiv over here, because this is not called a real good case of mesasek. The real case of Mesasek is when Lamaisi you need the grapes and your hand goes off to take something else, that's called Mesasek. But over here the case is that really you needed the grapes. And at the end it comes out that your hand did take the grapes. Just in between you forgot that you need the grapes and now you had a new machshava, you thought what you need right now is the figs. So they're here for Machlekes for the Yechayiv or not. Alright, we'll stop over here.